Hello and welcome back to the Balanced Babe podcast. My name is Avery Lee and I am a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. And today I want to talk about how to manifest your soul sister health conscious community. And I am really just blown away by the type of women that I have in my life right now, and especially the ones that I've attracted over the last few years. And I really think that has to do a lot with the focus that I've put onto myself, my health, my self-development, and really just creating a deeper connection with my body and how I feel about myself. And that's helped me to attract the women that have similar values and that are interested in the same things. And my goal is to give you guys some really tangible tips and ideas of how to find your soul community so that you can hang out with your friends and leave feeling more energized than when you first started talking. That is how you should feel after every single conversation. If you are constantly feeling drained and just depleted after talking to the people that are supposed to give you life, then that might be a sign that there is some room for improvement. And, you know, we have to learn how to reconsider who we spend our circle with. And that's not saying you have to get rid of all your friends and start fresh. It's just about like really asking yourself, does this person have the qualities that I want to surround myself with in another human? So before we get into it, I want to talk about my journey of how I kind of went from being very codependent in a relationship, and I didn't really care about having friends or finding new friends, I should say, to now being in my single season surrounded by the most incredible, expansive, inspiring women I've ever met. So growing up, I was like, in high school, I had a lot of different types of friend groups. I wouldn't say I was popular or anything, but I had like my friends that I was really close with. We would do a lot of things together. We definitely partied and would drink here and there. I didn't do drugs. I didn't even have my first sip of alcohol until I was 16. And so I had this kind of like core group and like one-off friends here and there. And then when I went to college, I met a couple other best friends. So, and then I had a couple friends from high school that also went to college with me. So I had like probably a core group of like six really good friends. And so I had also gotten into a relationship, like a pretty serious relationship right after college. And around that time, all of my friends kind of moved across the country to pursue their careers and everything. So I had like one or two people that I would hang out with, and then I had my relationship, and I really didn't care about meeting other people. And like, it just wasn't, I just didn't have that desire. And looking back, like, I feel like really bad that that's how I truly felt. But like, I would go to dinner with my partner with like people that I hadn't met before, and I was like, I'm wasting my time. Like, what's the point of this? I'm never going to talk to them again. Like, it was a very selfish mindset. And after that relationship ended, I really entered my single season, and I did a lot of soul searching and really questioning what type of people I wanted to surround myself with. And I had found a really great group of friends in Tampa. And so I would hang out with them every week. It was like a pretty large group, guys and girls, and we would go to the same bars, the same restaurants, and we were drinking every single weekend. We'd have the same conversations. That's a big one. If you notice yourself having the same conversations or only reminiscing on the past, then there might be some misalignment there. So that's what was happening. And I felt like my soul was just craving deeper connection and craving expansion and new experiences. And so that was one of the reasons why I moved from Tampa to San Diego. I had always wanted to live in California. So that was like a lifelong dream of mine, but also I just felt kind of stuck in that spiral. And I'm still really close with one or two people in that group because we've been able to grow together. But overall, I don't really talk to any of those people anymore. And the funny part is, like, if you ever look back, like, from high school reunions or maybe old friend groups, sometimes you can see the same people doing the same exact things. They're still going to the same bars. They're still going to the same places and having the same habits years later. And so I'm just really grateful that I was able to remove myself from that. And that's not to say that they're right or they're wrong and I'm right. That was just what my soul was craving. So I ended up moving to San Diego. I lived there for about a year. And I honestly fell a little bit into that same lifestyle where I had my friends that really liked to go out. So I would work my 9 to 5 during the week and then I would go out on the weekends. And I had so much fun. I was on my shit. I was going to the gym like 5 times a week, meal prepping, doing all my stuff. And then on the weekends, I'd go to happy hours and I would drink, binge drink, like until I was drunk. I never would like black out or anything crazy, but definitely more than I should have been drinking. And so that kind of lasted for a few months until I really just got a wake up call. And I was like, I had talked about this on another podcast, but I noticed my hair started to fall out in the shower. And I was like, okay, something is off. And clearly, like, we need to reevaluate. And so I had gotten some lab testing done and realized my thyroid was off. And my body was just really under a lot of stress. And it kind of cascaded down through there. And that kind of led more into my health journey, my deeper healing, spiritual work, and obviously the holistic health healing as well. And so throughout that process, I started to really get picky on who I surrounded myself with. And I remember I would hang out with someone, I would go on like Bumble BFF dates in San Diego, and I would be like, nope, it's not it. And then I would just not talk to them again. And then the next person, you know, I was so crystal clear on who I wanted to become. And I was not going to surround myself with people that didn't inspire me and didn't resemble the qualities that I wanted to be. And that might sound harsh. You might be like, damn, that's kind of, that might have come across the wrong way. But to me, like, my thinking is, I am not going to be able to show up as my best self. I'm not going to be a good friend to someone that I don't fully 100% respect. If there's something about their lifestyle that I just can't get past, or it doesn't inspire me, and I'm just like hanging out with them because they're nice, that's not a real friend. You know, like, I want to inspire my friends. I want my friends to inspire me. I want this to be a mutually beneficial relationship, right? And obviously, we're not always going to be in this high vibe energy, right? But being able to have the same values and some of the same habits and be that like high level of support for each other was what I was really craving. And so I ended up meeting a couple people in San Diego that I developed really, really strong connections with. And one of my friends, Bianca, so I met her through a mutual friend. It was a guy friend, and he introduced me to his best friend, and then his best friend's girlfriend was Bianca. And so I was just in her wedding last fall, and we developed our relationship. We bonded a lot over health because she's also in the health industry, and it just became this really supportive relationship where it was like we would send audio messages all the time, and it was basically like a therapy session. It was like, this is what I'm going through, how can I support, and then vice versa. And that was a slow burn. And I think like the thing is, we get frustrated that we're not surrounded by the people we want yet, and we're like, where are those friends, where is that partner? But we have to remember that it takes time, and it can take a lot of time to build those deep, strong connections. And that can take months. Like, I remember I lived in San Diego for a year and I met Bianca like right after I moved there. We didn't start to get really close until after I left San Diego. We would voice memo every day, like basically a mini podcast when I was solo traveling. And that's how we developed our friendship. And so every person is different with their communication styles, but I think that's something to have patience with, is it's not going to happen overnight. And the real friendships that last take time. And so after living in San Diego for a year, I ended up putting all my stuff in storage and I booked a one-way flight, went to Guatemala, and then went to Medellin, Colombia. And so I was solo traveling during that time. I really allowed myself to be alone and be by myself. And what I mean by that is I still had my friends that I would keep in touch with, of course, and my family, but I felt like I was growing so rapidly that I didn't want to be influenced by the people that I was surrounded by, if that makes sense. And it's almost like dating. That was one of the reasons why I wanted to stay single during that time, was like, I felt like I was growing so quickly and learning all these things and having so much, I was raising my level of consciousness. So I was so much more aware of things about myself and my past and my body and all these things. And I didn't want to meet someone and be blocked in my growth with where they were at. And I think part of that comes down to not trusting. I didn't trust myself then. I didn't trust myself to maybe meet someone that was partying all the time. And I didn't want to be pulled back into that lifestyle because I didn't trust myself that I was able to hold my boundaries. And so I think this single solo season is so important and valuable because it allows you to really become your own best friend. And I remember I would stay home before I went traveling. I would stay home on Friday and Saturday nights, just like working on my business and researching and doing all these things, because I would have rather done that than gone out with people that didn't resonate with me. And I would feel like, why are we having this conversation? Like, I don't want to talk about how drunk you are. And I don't want to talk about all this drama with the guys you're talking to. Like, I was drained by that. And I was craving that like deeper connection, talking about purpose and passion and business and all the things that, and health, all the things that I cared about at the time. I felt like the people that I was meeting for the most part weren't in that same energy. And so I just accepted it. And I was like, I don't need to fill my time. I'm able to be by myself with my own thoughts. And I trust that those people that I'm meant to be around will come into my life at the right time. And honestly, like, that was a really hard season because I tend to, personally, I process things on my own. And then if I need support, I'll reach out. But I'm not like a verbal processor. I like to like contemplate things before and then have a couple options and then maybe bounce ideas off of someone. But I pretty much already know what I'm going to do anyways. And so having that mindset was difficult because it was hard for me to really open up and be vulnerable with my friends about what I was going through with my health and my mental health, especially. And so then I left for my solo trip, again, still on my soul searching journey. And so what I want to emphasize is it's okay if you don't have those friend groups yet, or if you have a couple of really good friends, but you're craving more, it's okay. And trusting that it's going to happen. And sometimes all you need to do is ask the universe, ask God to bring those people into your life, whether that's a relationship or a friendship, it's the same thing. We have to have that feeling of being okay on our own before we can attract those secure relationships. And so now I want to talk a little bit about just ways that I've met a few people in my life, which might surprise you. So one of my friends, and then I'll get into specific tips for finding your soul tribe and communication and all these things. So one of my friends I met in a bar in Tampa a few years ago, and she was part of that friend group that I mentioned that I felt like we were just going out every weekend and drinking and all these things, and I just felt kind of stuck. And she is one of the only friends in that group that I still keep in touch with, and she's incredible, and we've been able to grow so much together, and it's really cool to see. So that's just to say, like, you can have friendships that you become distant with and then reconnect with, and that's okay too. You just have to trust that it's meant to happen like that and not cling too tightly to these people. One of my best friends, Laura, I met her at a networking event, and she came up to me and she was like, "Hey, we're gonna be best friends." And she didn't even live in Tampa yet. I was like, okay. And then I don't even think I followed her back on Instagram. And then a few months later, she DM'd me. It was like, "Hey, I'm in Tampa. Let's meet up." And then we met up for like matcha, and she met for coffee. I met for matcha. And after that, we just started hanging out like once a week or so. And then it's quickly turned into like, I see her like almost every day now. And then I mentioned Bianca, my friend Alyssa, and Sierra. I met them through Instagram. I just slid into their DMs. Alyssa, I've been following since high school, and I finally reached out like a little over a year ago, or less than a year ago. And I was like, "Hey girl, I feel like we have a lot in common. Would you want to meet up for dinner?" And did not think she would answer me. She has like 100,000 followers and I had like 1,000. And I was like, there's no fucking way. But I was like, why not? And so she replied and she was like, "Hey, yeah, I'd love to." And so we met up. I drove like an hour to meet her. And then it was like we had known each other for years. And now she's literally my best friend. She's an incredible human. And so it's just about like getting out there. Like if you see someone that you resonate with that maybe you know lives in your city, send them a DM. Be like, "Hey girl, would you want to meet up for dinner?" Like people are craving this connection, and all it takes is one message. Someone else I met, my friend Katie, I met her at a dinner that was organized by a local Facebook group. And so there's just so many ways. So getting into that, here are just some ideas if you're looking for strategies, because that's how I work. I want to understand exactly how, not just be like, "Oh, I'm going to manifest my friends and then now what?" So the first step is to get really clear on the type of women you want to surround yourself with. And so one of the ways you can do this is writing down on a piece of paper, manifestation 101. I am surrounded by incredible women who fill me up, inspire me, motivate me. I can go to them for anything. I feel amazing after our conversations. I feel lit up. This is what it's all about. So getting really descriptive on the types of friendships you have and, you know, trying to imagine yourself in that environment surrounded by these types of women. Number two is to become who you desire to attract. This is a little bit of a truth bomb, and I'm sorry if it comes across the wrong way, but like people don't want to be friends with you if you, let me give you an example. When I was working my 9-to-5, I desperately wanted to be surrounded by a bunch of entrepreneurs that were making millions of dollars, and that, you know, I was like, "Oh, I want to do that." And I had no idea, first of all, how to even get in the rooms with those people. But also, like, you have to have some level of respect. You have to have that conviction and that confidence on your own, but also you have to be able to provide value for women that are on that level. And that's not saying they're better than me, but acknowledging that if I were a, just using this example, if I were a multimillionaire and I had, and I was a CEO and I had, you know, this community of incredible, whatever, boss babe women, would I rather have a friend that was on that level that I could grow with and talk these business things with or whatever? Or would I want to be friends with someone that's, you know, just starting their business and doesn't really know how to use certain tools or whatever? It would feel more like a business relationship, like a mentorship. And so you have to think about that with your friends too. It's like, I need to become the type of women that my friends would want to surround themselves with. And that's exactly what I did. And that's not to say that you can't be friends with people that are more healthy or more whatever than you. Like when I met my friend Laura, she was fucking killing it in her business and all these things. And, you know, I was doing okay, but not like anywhere where I wanted to be. And my social media wasn't as good as hers, whatever. But I had qualities that she desired. She wanted to surround herself with very health conscious people, and that motivated her. And I eventually realized that, like, I have those qualities within myself. And, you know, I must be doing something right if I can attract those types of women. So it's just to say that getting real with yourself and clear on who you desire to attract. So I'll leave it at that. The third thing is to focus on how you feel after your conversations. So if you meet someone new, it's not going to feel like a best friend all the time. Sometimes it takes time to develop. But if you don't feel inspired, lit up, or kind of like buzzy after your conversations, then it might be a sign that it's not in alignment, and that's okay. And that brings me to another point of the law of detachment. You have to be willing to let go of people that don't light you up if you really want to attract this soul nourishing community. Because at the end of the day, we only have so much time and energy, and we can have a lot of friends, but finding the ones that we spend the most time with and are in our closest circle, those are often the most influential and important ones, because they're in your subconscious every single day. And that's, I mean, some things are unavoidable. Like if you have a family member that you live with and they're very negative, like obviously do what you can to get out of that situation, create boundaries, create space. But it's just really important to understand that it's okay if you're not as close with someone that you don't resonate with as much, because you never know what's going to happen in the future. Maybe they'll go on their growth journey and then you'll both be able to come together and build a new relationship or friendship. And then the next one, which I mentioned already, is sliding into the DMs. Like, worst case scenario, they don't answer or they say, no, I'm good, which has never happened. So you have nothing to lose, basically. And next one would be to check local Facebook groups for local meetups in your area. So you can search women's meetups in your city, health conscious girls in your city, and just look through the posts and see if anyone's created any events. You can also check on Eventbrite or the meetup website, look at local yoga studios, wellness events. That's a great way to meet people. If you're an entrepreneur, you can search local women's networking events and you can have business conversations and find friendships all in one. Another thing you can try is to make a Facebook post in a local group and organize a dinner or an event. When I first moved to Tampa, I made a post in one of the local Tampa groups here. And I was like, hey, I just moved back to Tampa. If anyone wants to grab dinner, this is what I do for work. just showing that I'm like very health conscious. And I had 12 people show up to the first one, and then I had a couple other events after that. And now I have a Facebook group with like a private Facebook group that I created off of that, with over 100 people, but I don't really know what to do with it right now. So we're just keeping that on this side. But yeah, so like it doesn't have to be hard, and all you have to do is try. And then one of the last things to remember is, as I already mentioned, having that patience and understanding that it can take months to nurture relationships and build solid friendships. It's like if you're dating someone and you go on a date once a week, like there's only so much depth you can get during that time. But if you go on a trip with them and you're spending hours and hours and hours at a time, then you can go a lot deeper with them. So think of it like that. You're dating your friends as well as your partner. And then the last one I'll leave you with is acknowledging that being alone is okay. And as I already mentioned, it is better to hang out with yourself and be alone on a Friday night than hang out with people who suck your soul. All you have to do is ask God to bring the right people into your life and trust that they are coming to you even when you can't see the evidence. That is where faith comes in. And so if you're in your solo season right now, trust that it's okay. Try some of these tips to go meet those women. And it's so fun to do it together, like going to workout classes together, finding nice restaurants and go getting mocktails or whatever you want to do. And it might take some time. You're dating to find your best friends. And just try to have fun with it. And yeah, I hope that was helpful. I tried to give you guys a lot of tips. If you have any other ideas or ways that you've met your soul sister tribe, please let me know and I will share them. Just send me a DM on Instagram at Aligned by Avery. And thank you so much for listening. If you would be so kind to rate my podcast on Apple Music or Spotify, it'll take you 5 seconds. I would appreciate that so much. And yeah, I will see you on the next episode. Thank you so much.